And welcome back to the Pot Stickers and Punsit podcast, a podcast where three Asian Americans discuss their thoughts on anything and everything. In today's episode, we will discuss our future career plans. I'm Janelle, and as always, I have our two pot stickers with me today, Teresa and Caitlin. So, we're just going to start off by reminding everyone what our plans are for the future, what we plan on pursuing after college. So for me, I am on the pre-physician assistant track, and so after I graduate from college, I plan on taking a gap year and then attending PA school after that. I'll pass it on over now to Teresa.
Okay, so I am on the pre-veterinary track currently, and so I will be applying to vet schools, I guess, after I graduate, but I've also been considering maybe doing like a PhD in marine biology, so we'll see what happens, but yeah.
Okay, so I'm in pre-med right now, and I plan on taking a gap year and applying for med schools my senior year, and then hopefully move on from there and get accepted and matched.
Yes.
Exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so we'll just be answering a couple questions for a discussion. So my first question is that most of us, which is two of us, mentioned that we'd be doing a gap year. So generally, what are your thoughts on just like gap years in general? Like, do you think people look down upon them? Do you think people like them? Are they helpful? Okay.
Well, yeah, I guess I forgot to mention that. Sorry. I am currently planning on taking a gap year. And I think that's mostly just because I haven't had time to get the hours in that I need to, like, have enough experience to apply. And I do think that it's more common for people to take gap years now, but at the same time, a lot of people, maybe like, maybe more people of Asian descent or Asian culture, their parents, or maybe they feel pressured to go all the way through in one
time.
Yeah. I don't know what else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I also wasn't able, in my opinion, to get as much clinical exposure as I wanted to. And all of that happened because of COVID, because a lot of pre-meds out there would know that all the shadowing and a lot of volunteering opportunities got canceled. So it was harder for us to find opportunities just to be in that clinical setting, and then there are ways to volunteer via online or to do it through phone calls and different things, but that wasn't the hands-on experience that I personally wanted and needed, I feel. And I also, this process, in my opinion, is a marathon. It's like a lifelong journey, so 1 year out of my life isn't gonna kill me. It doesn't make me like a worse doctor or anything. And also, it'll just give me more time to experience hands-on clinical things, in my opinion. So yeah, that is what I think.
I like the thoughts.
Tell us about you, Janelle.
Yes, Janelle.
For me, I definitely do think that gap years like are, even the term gap is like questionable, because
yeah,
like,
agree.
What is a gap, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not like a gap in my learning.
Yeah,
it's not a gap in my education.
Mm-hmm.
It's
or your
simply
life.
Just
yeah.
My life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have issues with that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I do think it was never anything I heard about before college, which is interesting, because I also agree. I was like, oh yeah, so this is the plan. You just do school,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a life. But then in college, like, and actually hearing about people doing it, it's like, that makes so much sense. And so I really stand by, like, taking breaks from all of this, like, learning. Like, obviously, school is nice. Like, I enjoy learning. But doing this, we've been in school since we were five. Like, I don't know. When is there? And they're like, they don't expect you to, like, stop. And with, like, the increase in awareness about mental health and everything, I think it's extremely important that everyone should be aware of, like, is this the right thing I should be doing, that people say, like, I should just go, and, like, otherwise you'll lose things. Like, I don't think there's anything you lose in taking time for yourself. Yeah. And then also one thing I had issue with is, like, the gap year, like, even just limiting the year where you take a break to being, like, one. Because my mom, I've had discussions recently with my mom now that I'm, like, okay, I'm going to take this gap year. Also, yeah, I forgot to say why I wanted to do it. I also was, like, unprepared in what I wanted to do. I didn't realize that I needed this many hours to attend PA school, because they do actually really want a lot of hours, because PA school is much shorter than, like, a medical path where you do residency for a long time, and then, like, nurse practitioner, like, all those things are a little different. PA school is much shorter, so that makes sense why they would want more hours from you in your undergraduate time. And I wasn't aware of that because I didn't, like, talk to anyone about it. So I was like, okay, I don't want to push myself to get them, so I'll just, like, get them in, like, a regular time frame if I give myself time in between attending school. But when I would talk to my mom, sometimes she'd be like, okay, like, it's only one, though, right? You can't, like, keep pushing it back, because she's afraid that I'll lose sight of my path. But I think, like, what if I don't want to do PA school after all? And then they're like, oh, no, but you wasted all this time, like, all of this money and time. So that's something I do have back and forths with my mom. What do you all think about?
I guess that's something where my parents are, like, different about that, and, like, not as, like, quote-unquote Asian about that. Is my mother's the one who suggested that I take a gap year. And I think another reason why, like, people are taking more gap years and stuff now is also just because school's a lot harder than it used to be. And I feel like people, like, from, like, previous, like, or older generations, they, like, they think that you can still just, like, go all the way through, because even though school for them was hard, it wasn't as hard, and there's not as much stuff that they needed to know compared to what we need to learn now.
Yeah, like, especially in STEM, like, it just keeps growing.
That reminds me, because in our biochem class, we had to talk all about CRISPR-Cas9, if you aren't familiar with that, but,
The heater's mad.
The heater is very
the
mad.
The heater's heated.
Yes, the heater is heated about CRISPR-Cas9. I know. But it got added, like, very recently to our curriculum, and we had to know all about it. We had to know how it worked. We were tested on it.
And it just
came out. And they're like, oh, but you also need to know all these other lab techniques that are... And I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So much on lab techniques.
I agree.
I'm just thinking about it. I was like, I remember just thinking about it, and I was like, oh no, more things to shove into my brain.
Yeah, so, like, the expectations are more, but then they're like, but you can still do that, right? Like, you can do all of these things I'm asking you to do, right? And you're like, no, actually, I can't. Okay, is everyone good with that question?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so, in general, we advocate gap growth years.
Yes,
if you can do it all the way through, like, all power to you. But if you, like, want to go at a steady pace, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's no shame
in it all if you want, like, just to take your time.
And I think, like, another thing, I was talking to, like, my piano professor about this. And she was like, because she took a gap year as well. And I feel like sometimes when people take gap years, they're like, oh, like, you have to use this year, like, quote unquote, productively. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be actually working. You have to be, like, you know, like, stuff like that. But she was saying that, I mean, my mother says this too. She's like, it's literally the only time you will get to just, like, do whatever you want. I like, to
totally
travel.
Agree.
Like, do anything you want just to, like, enrich your life. Because mm-hmm. after that, you're working for the rest of your life.
Yeah. You're like, dedicated to your job.
And unless you're, like, a teacher. And even then, like, sometimes not. But, like, that's the only time you get summer breaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, otherwise, you're just working all the time. Yeah. And you get, like, 2 weeks off, like, mm-hmm. here and there, maybe.
Yeah. I totally agree. Yeah. My mom and I be arguing. Sorry, Mom.
Me every episode goes,
sorry, Mom.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It becomes a lot harder to travel, especially, like, we all plan on going into higher education.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have a lot more responsibilities on your hand, and you're always going to have work reminding you, mm-hmm. like, oh, I need to get this done, mm-hmm. even if you do go on vacation, because, like, you know, patients are still coming and getting sick, and so are dogs. Like, mm-hmm. they still need to be taken care of. They're like your family too.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's like no break.
There's no yeah.
Yeah, there's no time where you can just be like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I definitely it's like the plan is like I would be working. Yeah, that is my plan as well. But additionally, I was like, I would like to explore other areas.
Exactly.
I was talking to you about this today. I was like, I want to, there's so many things that I'm interested in, even though I am, like, dedicated mm-hmm. to, like, the track I'm on. Like, I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm pretty sure this is what I want to do. However, I'm like, oh, it would be so cool if I, like, could do this.
Right.
One, mm-hmm. Or if I could, like, do this job or work for this company,
mm-hmm.
but, like, not do it as a way to get hours for the other
mm-hmm.
part
mm-hmm.
of my, I was like, oh, I just wish I could do, like, there's this, like, research lab by my house. Like, I was like, I want to do that. But then, like, it would be nice for my chemistry degree. Like, it would be cool. But it doesn't help me at all on, like, my PA
mm-hmm.
track. And I'm like, mm-hmm. that's the thing I need to do right now. And that's, like, the sad part, which is, like, I want to do all these things. But I should focus on this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I like what your piano professor
said. Chris is like, you can focus on other things.
Yeah, she was like, it was the greatest decision of my life.
Aww.
And I was like,
that's
good. That makes me feel
better.
Yeah, that
is very wholesome.
To see, like, where you are at in life and how successful you are, and to know that you also took a gap year.
That's so cute.
I really wish they'd, like, change the term gap year and just call it, like, like, growth year is good, or just...
Growth year, I
a
like
break.
That.
Yeah, and, like, a...
a mental break.
Yeah, a mental health break, or just, like, oh, this is just, like, extra part of my journey. Like, this is just normal.
Yeah.
If I happen to take a year off.
Like,
nothing
it's,
wrong
like,
with
an
that.
Accepted path.
Yeah, like, it's,
mm-hmm.
like, okay. I think a lot of, like, higher education schools accept it. I think it's just the media and, like...
just for some reason.
Yeah, it just still is, like, people are like, no, you need to go straight through if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm like, but what if I want to do this? And
mm-hmm.
they're like, you can, I guess. It's like the
mm-hmm.
guess at the end, and you're like...
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like a lot of people are just, like, they're very, like, single track. They're like, I'm
mm-hmm.
only interested in this. I can only see myself doing
this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I kind of envy them sometimes, because, like, what you were talking about, like, you have a lot of different interests.
Yeah.
And, like, I do, too, so I'm constantly, like, maybe I should go to music school and get, like, a master's in that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that'd be pretty cool, but also, like, veterinary school would be really cool, too. So, like, I don't know. So sometimes I envy those people who are just, like,
this is exactly
what I want to do.
All dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be, like, so... I'm, like, so torn
between
doing different things. Yeah, and that's what the gap year is about. Learning about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We love that.
Also, like, getting a new hobby that's fun and enriches your life. Because when you're in school, it's just... Well, I guess for
me personally and Janelle, like, for STEM majors, and Teresa too, because she has to take STEM classes. You have, they're like, you need to study 4 to 6 hours outside of this class for every hour, for like every hour. Credit. Yeah. For every credit class. Of this class. And I said, that's what?
12.
Yeah. I was like, there goes all my, much. Yeah, there goes all my time. And then you got to do it on top of, like, you know, volunteering, and then also, like, you may have, like, one club that you need to also dedicate, and then, like, that's your focus. We want you to
shadow someone.
Yeah, you want you to, like, shadow. We want you to do, have, like, hands-on stuff, and you're like, where is my sleep?
Exactly.
And I was like, I can't operate on zero sleep.
Like, it's literally not possible.
Yeah.
But then some people, I, like, appreciate the people that are, like, the grind, and I'm like, yes, yeah. But then sometimes I'm like, no, not the grind.
Yes, me.
I can't.
But the thing is, like, when you just, like, talk about, like, oh, this is, like, a lot, they're like, well, do you not want it? That's one question I don't like. It's like, no, I do want it. I also want to take care of myself and my health.
I don't like that when people are like, oh, if you can't go straight through, then you don't want it enough.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? What do you even mean by that? Like, how do you know what I want? Like, me taking a gap year doesn't mean anything, except that I just need some time to, like, you know, do some other things or just, like, work towards that even more.
Yeah, it's almost like they're just, like, making assumptions about you, and you're like, I really absolutely hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're lazy. You should have been doing more during your undergraduate year to get this stuff done.
I'm like,
a nice take. Thanks.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah, I heartily disagree. Thank you very much.
It's like, hello, have you met me? Have you lived a day in my life? Like,
do you
see what I'm doing? Like, what my... You know, like, I don't know. It confuses me.
Yeah, everyone's different. But, yeah, I feel like they shouldn't be attacking or having those questions of, like, oh, you just didn't want it enough.
Mm. Or you said,
you're lazy, you should have done more.
Yeah.
And I was like, how about no?
I said, let's backtrack.
Yes, let's backtrack.
And, like, the thing is that I feel like taking gap years actually improves your chances of getting into grad school now. Especially, like, if you're just, like, it can depend, like, for a variety of reasons. Like, whether it's because you need to get more hours, you spend, like, that, like, time doing, like, more, like, experience stuff or, like, other stuff that you're interested even. So that when you do apply, you have greater life experience that you can, like, talk on, like, draw on, be like, hey, like, during this time, I worked on this, and, like, I realized that this is actually what I really wanted to do.
Yeah.
And if it's not, then you're not applying to that, and great, it just saved you, like, all of that grad school life. Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, I think people also need to know that, like, these schools are also investing in you. Like, they're like, yeah, like, we think you will do well, and we believe in your future success. So, like, I'm not saying everyone, but, like, usually, like, if you go straight through, you just have, like, one track thought, and then when you finally get there, you're like, oh my gosh, like, this is a lot. You know, there's never, like, a time for people to breathe, step back, and think, like, oh my goodness, this is, like, a whole
the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, like, applying to college was gonna be like, oh, this is the rest of my life.
No, it's actually
of like this when you're deciding your career, this is the rest of your life.
Exactly.
But it's almost, it's like that feeling of applying to college, but it's like times 100-fold.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, because this is your future. This is gonna be what you do for the rest of your life until you die. Like, it's like, yep.
Or until you retire.
Until you retire, yeah.
Retire or
die, yeah.
Hopefully.
That's what hopefully my father says. First. Yes.
We like that.
I went to one extreme. I apologize. It's just usually because, like, anytime I think of, like, just, like, the business office that is, like, the typical, like, work office. I just think of, like, those...
Work until
you... Like, the work until you die, like, in Japan, how they're, like, constantly overworked. Yeah, and they have, like, a word for it because they're just constantly working until they die.
Dang.
And I was like, wow. Yes.
Yeah. And then, like, I feel like people are always like, oh, you have to, like, You have to love your job. If you love your job, then you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
But is that true? Because a job is still work. So obviously there's going to be days that you hate it because you're working. You know, but like, I feel like taking that gap year is like, it'll reaffirm that like, yes, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And even if there are like bad days where I hate doing this, I still really do enjoy this. So it's okay if some of those days are bad.
Yeah, it's a nice self-evaluation if you really would like to think about it.
I totally agree.
Before you make a commitment.
Because if I were to apply now and they'd be like, why do you want this? And I'd be like, you know, I really don't know, but I plan on doing it. They'll be like, she seems unsure. Mm-hmm. But if I took a step back from school and everything else and I was like, you know, after, like, spending time with me, myself, and I really think that this would... And you just have better reasons after you've done jobs, time to think, etc. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not saying that, like, you wouldn't if you went through. It's just...
If you were... Yeah. But I'm just... I personally
know personally
I'm not,
for us, yeah.
I don't have a great answer for, like, me. I'm like...
I'm confused.
I said, question mark. That's my personal statement. Just yes. Question mark.
Yeah. They'll be like, why? I'll be like, you know, I don't know. I think I could do this too, but right now I'm just going to do this. They'll be like, well, that's a bad answer.
Yeah.
They're like, that's exactly the wrong answer
that we don't want from you.
They'll
and you're just
your
like,
application
wait.
Application in the garbage.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye.
They won't finish the interview.
Yeah.
Goodbye. This sits down. Why? I don't know. Okay, leave.
Goodbye. We don't want to see your application again. And they've told me, like, I've, like, looked online. Applying the first time and having your application be, in your opinion, the best application that you think you could ever make and ever put out always looks the best. Always apply, like, the first time with what you think... will get you in and what you can talk about. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be more passionate in interviews. And then they'll be like, yeah, this person knows what they want.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what they want to know. Yeah. Because they only have certain spots. They're like, we have to get people who want to do it.
Mm-hmm. And Caitlin and I were like, we were actually like looking at what a gap year is because we're like, based on the application cycles for like, med school and like vet school, it's not actually an entire year. like if you're planning on taking a gap year, you're just taking like a summer off and then you're like applying. So then it's like
basically
so, and then if you don't apply right then you're taking like more than a year off.
So
it's kind of weird. So I'm
thinking emoji.
Yeah, because for us, we'd have to apply summer of our senior year. So for med school, that's most, I think, applications roll out in, like, June 1st.
Yeah, and they close in, like, September.
And they close in September, yeah. And they tell you always apply early because that's when they have the most spots available because it's rolling admissions. And so I'd have to apply June, basically, after I graduate, which is fine because I think that'll give me time to... try and find things as, like, things are, like, winding down. I can find a job senior year, too, because less credit hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, see, so if you do end up applying after you graduate, you don't start until the next fall.
Yep.
So that's a year and a half. Or something like that. Something like that. That's, like, it's longer than a year.
Yeah.
And so I feel like a gap year is, like,
it's like,
well, what does that mean? It's not actually a year.
Yeah.
So you're like, so when?
Yeah.
What are the counting?
Yeah.
I think in PA school, I know the CASPA, which is the application, opens in March.
Oh, April.
So that's, I don't really remember when it closes, but I know when it opens. And that's
I know when it opens. That's what matters.
It's important.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like you apply then, and then it's like you interview, and then... Because, well, we're all juniors now, so if I was planning on going straight through, I would have to apply this March. Then I'd interview throughout senior year or something, and then I'd know, and I'd attend fall 2022. But 2023, I apply March of my senior year, and then it's like we all world.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm like going like this. Yeah. Yeah.
Graduate level education application process is so much different than college.
It's wacky.
Because you spend a whole year doing interviews. Like, that's an entire part of the application process compared to applying for college, where you can apply senior year. Yeah. You don't, depending on what school you go to or like what scholarship you're applying for, you don't necessarily need to do an interview.
Extra stuff.
Yeah. Like extra stuff. And then you just exist and you go straight through and you're like, yay. But then, like, now we have, like, added interviews, added essays, and you just want to... It's a lot of stress, if you think about it, and a lot of, like, I need this to be perfect.
So I, like, thought application process was the same as high school, so I would have been bamboozled if I didn't, like, start going to these, like, things
where they talk about
PA things.
Mm. Yeah, I had to go to an interview for my high school.
Oh, wow.
It was so weird.
Dun, dun, dun. Yes, I will judge you in your eighth grade self. I will predict if you will be a good student.
This is, like, really off topic, but, like, yeah. It was funny. Because she was like, so would you say you're not a very spontaneous person? My dad was there at the interview, and we just looked at each other and started laughing. We were like, oh, yeah, we go cliff jumping sometimes. And she was like... Oh.
She's like, that's not the answer that I was thinking would come out of this girl's mouth.
I got in, but that's the high school I ended up going to. But anyway.
That's a good one. Okay, so one of my next questions is, what do you think about the toxicity of just like STEM?
That's a good question.
Or do you think it's not toxic, or it is?
I think it is.
Yeah. I think it depends. Like, there are some good STEM majors out there that are, like, you know, willing to help, willing to be there. But then there are the toxic ones that are, like, good. Another good candidate dropped out and went into, like, research or something else instead. And I'm like, that's rude. Like, really?
Like, is that all you're thinking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that, like, we're, like, competing against each other to try and get in these selective spots, but they also need to remember that medicine is a cooperative team effort in regards to helping a patient.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people that you're hoping, like, get kicked out so you have a better chance, actually, like, if they had stayed with, could have been your teammate and could have been very helpful in regards to a patient's health.
They could even still be working with them in a different setting.
And like, and it's like, it's all team-based, so I don't understand why they have to be so negative and competitive. Like, oh, like, you got in, like, a C in this class, you're never gonna get in. I'm like, that's not nice. That's not how that works.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
I don't really know why you're so invested in my path.
Yes. Why do you care so much about my path? Because my path is not your path, and I will make my way to where I would like to go. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it, like, in context of, like, being a STEM major versus not being a STEM major, like, in college, I guess. Since I'm not a STEM major, but I do take STEM classes, I was a biology, I came into college as a biology major. I hate biology. I think there's too much memorization in it, and
I love biology.
See, I like chemistry a lot better.
I also love chemistry.
But, it doesn't make sense to me that I need to memorize things when the internet's there, and actual doctors, etc., don't actually know any of it. Like, I'll be like...
It prints it out for them.
Mother, help me on this. And she'll be like, what the heck is that? You don't need to know that. I don't know what that is. Like, we had to memorize the amino acids for biochem.
We do. Mm-hmm. I still have to have them memorized.
My mother said, that's dumb. Nobody needs to know that. Nobody. Unless you're, like, doing research on it or something, I guess. But even then, it's like... It comes naturally. Like, you use it so much, you just automatically memorize it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where was I going with this? Oh, being a non-STEM major. I do think that people in STEM tend... So not all of them, but I think as a very large generalization, they tend to think that they are better than non-STEM majors, or at least they work harder.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, to a certain extent, I am guilty of this. Because it'll be like, some girl that I used to go to high school with, she goes to, like, a different college, but mm-hmm. she'll, like, post on, like, Facebook or something, like, or her, like, parents will, and be like, oh, like, our daughter got a 4.0 this year, and she's not a STEM major. She'll mm-hmm. be, like, you know, like, a communications major or something. Mm-hmm. And then I'll see that, and instead of being like, wow, like, she did a really good job, I'll be like, oh, well, that doesn't really mean anything because her classes weren't as hard as mine. Mm-hmm. And, like, which isn't how I should be thinking about mm-hmm. it, because being a music major, it's also, like, well, that also takes a lot, like, of time out of my day that I could be, like, studying for, like, something else, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's kind of a balance, but I'm definitely guilty of being toxic.
That's right. I forgot about that. That's, like, a big thing, too, that mm-hmm. people are like, oh, you're in a non-STEM major, you must have a life. You
know? Yeah, which is kind of true, because I think for the non-STEM majors have fewer, like, credit requirements, I think, for their major sometimes. Yeah. Right, because, like, music only has, like, 40, like, required credits, whereas, like, bio has, like, a lot more.
I think ours is around, like, 50 or 60.
Yeah.
I was going to say 70.
But I thought it was pretty large. Yeah. And so I do feel like sometimes my friends who are non, like, STEM or who aren't taking science classes mm-hmm. do have a lot more free time than I do. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's not that they're not working, like, hard on their classes. It's just they just have mm-hmm. fewer requirements.
Dang, I do feel guilty. I also did that. I mean, yeah, it's like something you're like, or even sometimes we'll be like, oh, I feel bad now. Like, we'll be talking about people in a different STEM major.
Oh, yes.
And even then we're like, that's not as hard as chemistry and biochem. Yeah. That's just this major. Yes. Ours, we have to take this many. And I was like, oh, dang it, now that's toxic too. Mm-hmm. So maybe just, like, simply being in the environment just makes everyone
I
think, like, it's the competitiveness too, because mm-hmm. like, oh, like, I took the harder classes, which explains why my GPA might be, like, lower than this, mm-hmm. but it's
they're just complaining about this easy version of our class.
Basically. And we're like, we took the harder stuff, like, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Exactly.
Dang it.
Yeah, it's definitely from the,
Sorry, everyone.
But also, like, I feel like there does need to be competitiveness.
Yeah, but, like, I'm not saying there shouldn't. Like, you gotta want it.
Yeah.
But you also shouldn't be rude about it.
Mm-hmm. And because so many people, like, now, they're like, oh, I want to be a doctor. Mm-hmm.
So then they have to narrow it down.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're not competitive about it, then, like, this sounds really mean, but then, like, anyone could get in.
Yeah,
even if they, like, don't really want it or, like, aren't, like,
And then this just all plays into our last conversation about a gap year. Because they say gap years, you can make yourself, what is it, more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Can't realize what you want,
Mm-hmm.
Be your best self. Mm-hmm. Get all your stuff in.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Yes. And take time for yourself.
Which is just.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So our next question that I wanted to ask was, do you feel certain pressures from anyone to have a certain amount of success in the future?
Teresa has just bonked her head on our table.
And side question, do you think even being Asian has anything to do with this? Simply playing off the stereotype of Asians in STEM.
Teresa, go ahead. Oh. I'm ready.
Yes. Capital Y.
To everything. Was it a yes question? I don't know. Just yes.
I don't know. Whatever the question was, yes.
Yes.
a large number of my family are doctors. Like, a large number of them. I'd say, like, the majority of them are doctors. So, especially, like, seeing them all, like, super successful, and they're like, oh, yes, like, I worked so hard to get to this place. I'm kind of like, yes, I also need to be in, like, a highly, highly, quote-unquote, like, successful, like, very, like, high esteem occupation. Like, I was even talking to, like, my mom about this, or not really exactly about this, but I'm taking this class right now. It's a fish biology class. And she goes through so many slides in one class, and it's just, like, on, like, very detailed stuff, and she doesn't supply the PowerPoints beforehand.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just scribbling as fast as I can.
To get it done.
Yeah, so I asked my mom, and I was like, oh, like, do you guys, since they both teach at medical school.
Students,
yeah. So I was asking them if they supplied PowerPoints, their presentations to their students. And then my mother was like, oh, they insist on it, like making it sound like a bad thing, you know? And she's like, when I was in med school, you know, we never had that because PowerPoints didn't exist. And so now I'm like, I cannot ask because then I'm going to be, like, not at that same level as my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's, like, kind of off topic. But, yeah. Quote. So, like, short answer is yes. And I don't know. Because, like, I mentioned that I was thinking about, like, doing music possibly, but also, like, I do music, my parents are like, well, how are you going to make money?
Oh, yes, the money question.
And then, even though, like, veterinary school is also kind of, like, a esteemed, quote-unquote, position, my parents are always, you know, just, like, offhand comments, like, oh, like, you could go into dermatology, like, you really like doing stuff like that, or, oh, like, we don't have, like, an eye doctor in the family yet, like, you know, like, stuff like that, right? Or like, oh, we don't have, like, a podiatrist in the family, like, that could be pretty cool.
Oh my
cool.
Goodness, feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, feet, Teresa.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, huh, no. But, yeah, so just, like, offhand comments like that, you know, and it's like, mm-hmm. Like, that it's, whether they, like, mean it or not, it definitely feels like, oh, you should be a doctor.
Definitely. I would say kind of yes, but I think a lot of the expectations, a lot of them are like me put on by myself. And so none of my family members are doctors, so I'd be the first doctor of our family.
Yes.
Yes. I am very excited. And I had decided, like, at a young age that I wanted to be a doctor. And, no one had, like, pushed me to it. I hadn't known about the stereotypes when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was just because it was, like, a prestigious career, but, like, I was like, yeah, I want to help people for the rest of my life. I'll be doctor. Mm-hmm. But now that it's, like, slowly starting to come to fruition, you know, my parents and, like, my other family members are, like, kind of like, oh, like, so you're gonna take care of us, like, medically. And I was like, sure. I was like, okay. And so, like, now all of my family have these, like, expectations that, like, oh, I'll probably go straight through. I'll be one of those people. So when I brought up the gap year, they were all very shocked because they thought, oh, like, she's so smart. She's, like, the going to be the only doctor in our family. Like, she can do it. She can go through it straight through. And then mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I kind of like a gap year. I need to, like, get more hours and, like, be more invested in this and look like the best candidate I can be. They were like, wait, what? What did you do your undergraduate years then? And I was like, I tried to survive my undergraduate
yes.
years. Yeah, because we're also part of our, this, like, really intense other program our school offers, which is a lot of reading our first year. And that was just,
I'm sorry.
It was a lot. But yeah, I feel like expectations now for my family, now that they realize, like, oh, I'm actually producing results that would get me into medical school. They're like, okay, this is going to happen. And so now they're like, why aren't you, like, going straight through? And then we have the gap year talk, and they're like, okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the other members of the family are like, I thought she would have gone straight through, you know? Like, they're like, I can't tell if it's, like, disappointment or just, like, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is happening.
Mm.
Just when we won't get our doctor sooner than we thought. And I was like, okay, hold on.
Family members.
I was like, hold on. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's the kind of, like, the vibe they're giving off. Because, like, I'll mention a gap year and they're like, oh, Interesting.
Interesting. What is that?
Let me live, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's my experience with the... And I don't know if it's, like, Asian in need to want to be a doctor. I don't think so. Nature versus nurture with me.
Maybe we should have an episode about that.
Yeah,
we'll just analyze Caitlin's life.
Just everything.
And be like, do you think this was nature or nurture?
Yeah. We could get like somebody else on the show. I don't know.
They'll analyze.
Yeah, and we
they'll analyze me.
Yeah, or like somebody else who's like also adopted yeah. and we can like compare and contrast.
Yes, nice. We have to find a friend of ours. A friend. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Janelle, what do you think about the question?
Okay, so, for me, I also was like medical field question mark as like a child, but I do think that my family had something to do with it unconsciously. I think one thing about me is that I'm really indecisive, so I was, even as a child, so I was probably like, they just brought up being a doctor or being a nurse. Filipinos are nurses, like people, you've seen Filipino
nurses. That's so true.
They're like, hello, they come take care of you. But yeah, it's like, it's probably just been brought up in conversation, and then it's something that I'm like, yeah, I like don't really remember if it's my decision or not because it's just surrounded around me. My mom, I believe, like she was also trying to do nursing when we were really young, but she didn't continue with it. So I know like purposefully or not purposefully, my mom's trying to make me a better version of herself. She does have high expectations for me. I'm her only girl. Mm-hmm. So she's like, yes, we will make you rise, child.
Invest
golden child.
Yes.
That's how she sees me, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ma. But I'm pretty sure she was like, salutatorian in her high school in the Philippines. That's like the second one.
Yeah,
she like she's successful, she like did good things, and then she's like, you know, you should be like more, you should be valedictorian. I was in the top 10 though. I made it, and she
that's
was
still
like
good. Yeah,
she was like, you finally did it after all these years. And I was like, yes, I did.
You lived up to my expectations.
She was like, I'm just kidding. She didn't say that. But, in terms of, like, pressure, yeah, I do. I feel like I can get it from my mom and just, like, my family because it's just there. Mm-hmm. But no one's, like, telling me to do it. I decided PA because I was just, like, researching other things. And I think it was from a book that was, like, the jobs that make the most money. And then I found out it's like kind of like a doctor, but you do almost the same thing. Mm-hmm. You can have less. I was very intrigued by the less schooling simply because I don't think I can go through all the years.
Yeah.
But then
it's like 7 extra years.
Yeah.
It's just personal for me. And I guess just in terms of Asian culture, like I said, like, it's like Filipinos are nurses. Like, you see them and you're like, hey, that's my Filipino nurse taking care
of
me.
That's so true.
That's so cute. And like, a lot of my people in my family are nurses or in the medical field. So I think I just did it because I was like, I can see myself doing that. But when I was a kid, I had so many other ideas. Like, I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be a backup dancer. And like, you know, you would take those like little quizzes or not quizzes. I think in like middle school, it was kind of based on like your personality, and they said which job would be best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I answered honestly, and like, I got like my top 2 answers were like performer and like medical field, and I was like, dang, they still got me. People in school and in my family, like, they would be like, well, you know, like, how can you make a stable living, because there's such a difference between being a singer that wins Grammys and being a singer in a hotel lounge. Like, I remember that from one of my like counselors in middle school. And then my mom, my younger brother has like a really, he has a talent for art, And he wanted to, mm-hmm. like, do that for a living. And my parents are like, how are you going to make money? It's always about the money. That's how mm-hmm. I found out the VA job, because of the money book. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's kind of, like, a bad reason, like, how I discovered it. But, like, it's not why I want to do it. It's not the main reason.
Yeah, it's not money. The main, yeah, yeah.
It just happened. Yeah, to... but mm-hmm. if there is a concern when you do other things besides that, they're like, how do you make mm-hmm. money? And I said, how about if I like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also I understand concern. That they're concerned, because then it's like, we're worried about you and your success. Future, yeah. You need to be stable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the only way you can be stable is if you do these higher things.
Yep.
And you're like, yes. rip.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think that's how my parents were, too. It was like, performing arts or anything art-related is a good hobby.
A good
it
hobby.
Looks good on applications. Yep. Not a career.
Mm-hmm. And I'm yeah, like, people, they're just like, it's not like a career. They're like, you just like dance mm-hmm. and sing for fun, right? You do it at every party. You're yeah. like a talent.
Yeah, it's a talent you can talk
you can
about.
Do it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
it makes you talented, and we love that for you. But like, they're like, I don't know how successful, and I'm like, dang, that sounds bad. That means that you don't think I'm good. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. So then I'd like, yeah, I was interested in a lot of things, and then they're kind of like shut down, and I'm like, well, let's just go back to the original plan, which is, like, mm-hmm. the medical, mm-hmm. which I am, like, I'm glad that it's, like, a choice.
Yeah.
I really think it would be a good career for me.
Yeah.
But
I definitely yeah. say mine is a choice as well.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, I think maybe our last question for this episode will be, like, what is, if you could give a piece of advice to your younger self or any of our listeners out there, what would you say to them, for, like, people who are just having troubles with, like, their plans for after college, or, like, it doesn't have to be medicine, doesn't have to be GAP, anything, just advice. Let's start with, like, your younger self, if you want. What would you say to your small person?
The small person.
Are we saying, like, a child?
How small person?
Are we saying freshman year? Like, who is our audience?
Whoever you think needs it the most.
Whoever needs it the most. That's a... That's a big question, yeah.
I mean... coming from somebody who wanted to be a nun when she was 7.
Oh, wow! That's a big gap.
When I was younger, like, I was like, yes, I'm going to be a nun. I love God. And I still do, but
yes.
Don't want to be a nun anymore.
So what would you tell your...
So I guess just, like, I feel like I've gone through a lot of, like, shifts in, like, what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And there's still, like, currently evolving, so that's why I say, like, oh, I'm currently planning on going to vet school, mm-hmm. which I have been for quite a long time, I think, mm-hmm. before, like, high school, but, like, obviously it's become more, like, mm-hmm. entangled,
yes.
as I, like,
as life does, yeah.
As I, like, go through college and, like, you know, find more things that I really like. So just I guess the advice is that I don't really know if it's advice, but just, like, expect that even if you don't always know what you're planning on doing in the future, that I think eventually you'll figure it out and it will happen. Mm-hmm. And again, bringing back to our main idea of this episode, if you need to take that gap year to untangle things, mm-hmm. at least just a little bit, then do it. Doesn't even have to be 1 year. Could be multiple years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Claps. That's good. Yes. Claps. Good job. That's a good piece of advice. I like that. I think I would do it more recently. I'd say to, like, freshman year college Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, like, senior year college Caitlin. Because
senior year high school
Caitlin? Yeah, senior year high school
Caitlin. I was like,
why did I say college?
I said, wow.
Brain just said, man,
future.
Back to the future.
I said, you've been through college before?
It is very... Well, it's actually not that late when we record this episode. I'm just already tired.
I'm tired,
I'm hitting
too.
Bedtime really soon. But, yeah, so freshman year college Caitlin and senior high school year Caitlin. So I already really knew I wanted to be a doctor, and, like, the reason why we can get into, like, another episode. But I originally planned to go through med school, just straight through. And I was like, I can do it. But I want to, you know, tell freshman college Caitlin that it's okay to take a gap year to improve yourself and to just look into more, like, other specialties to see what you like. Because I had, in my mind, planned, like, always wanted to be a family physician. And I was like, this is the only path for me. But I feel like this would give me an opportunity to just look into other fields and see, like, what's there. And also for me to grow into hobbies, because I feel like I haven't had time to dedicate myself to anything fully as medicine as I guess it should take a good chunk of my life, because this is what I want. But also I would like to take time for myself to breathe and be like, wow, I want to pick up like a cute new hobby. Always wanted to try knitting, you know? I think that's cute.
Knitting is really fun.
Yeah. Oh. But yeah, I want to tell, yeah, like Teresa's advice, like my freshman year self and like viewers that like, yeah, the gap year shouldn't be called a gap year, because it's just 1 year of your average 78 year lifespan. It's not 70. Yeah, it's not going to mean anything out of this long career path that you're going on, this journey. It's not gonna kill you. It's gonna make you stronger and better. So it's okay if you want to take a time to just grow and learn. And there's nothing wrong with that. And anyone who says there's something wrong with that, don't listen to them.
Heck of a
yeah, thank them. You. Yes, going straight through, it's hot, like you, it's manageable, you can do it, but like gap year is also okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like don't think so. Because like definitely before I wanted to do gap year, I kind of thought bad about gap years. Just because I feel like it had been built into me for so long. And then now that I've gotten to this point, I'm like, yeah, like, yes. Growth year sounds good to me. I would like to grow.
Me too.
Yeah.
Also in height, but
that's what I mean. I would like some of Teresa's inches personally, but yeah, I think. I mean, my advice is very similar to yours. We're all just
okay,
like, yes,
it was good. I liked it a lot.
Claps.
Yes. Thank you. Okay, Janelle.
Okay. Yeah. Now I'm like thinking of my advice. I'm like getting like emo.
It's okay.
I think I would give my advice to like somewhere like high school. I have like several pieces now because I'm like thinking they're like coming in order. They're just gonna keep coming.
An ordered list.
I would say that like the expectations that you have for yourself, like you don't need them. Like I think that's what I would tell myself in high school, because I was like, oh, like I really needed to like get this number to be successful in terms of like grades and things. And I've learned really a lot in college to just be like, heck it, you're doing your best. It's fine. Like you can allow yourself to make mistakes, because that's like what life is, you know. I feel like when I was in high school, I wanted to be like perfect, and I really enjoyed when I was like number one on the test and like things like that, and I was like, yay, I was like, I'm doing well, and I'm, like, gonna be doing all these things. And also, I think another, like, there's, like, subsections of my advice. I'd be saying that, like, you don't have to, like, listen to what other people are telling you. Like, this life is your own. Like, you can just make it yourself. And there's no rush, as they have all said. And then finally, I'd say that your mental health is the most important of all of them. So no matter where you are going in life, I'm like emo, no matter where you decide to go or end up, because we don't know or are still living it right now, like it's gonna be made for you, like planned for you, like the, like life, like learning and like life, the whole process is like, just said that's so stupid. Learning is is a lifelong process, you know. So like,
yes,
you can't be like, oh, at age 26 I'm gonna graduate school, and then I'm gonna, like, you know, when you do that you're like, I'm gonna get married at 30, and like scrap all the plans, Janelle. You need to scrap all your plans and just, like, live life. Mm-hmm. That's, like, the plot of the movie Soul.
Disney Plus.
Such a good movie. Yeah, I cried at the end.
That's my advice for Janelle in high school. Think of the movie Soul from 2020, Christmas That's 2020. Good. That's my advice for
I really like the first piece of advice that you had, because that's something that I definitely need to work on. Because I'm still like, oh, like, I need to get straight A's. If I don't get an A, my life is ruined.
I've gotten much softer over the years.
Yeah. I think that's good.
I think that's something I discovered recently too, actually, like last semester.
Oh yeah, we're helping Caitlin.
I think it's also just back to what we talked about before, just the competitive nature of just what we want to do.
Yeah, it's just you have to, you're like, if it's not the best, then it's wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like, well, no, it's your best.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed your best.
Claps for everyone.
Yes. Snaps.
Yes. So that reaches the end of our episode today. I hope you all enjoyed it. As always, please follow us on our Instagram at potstickersandpunsit to stay up to date with us, get sneak peeks on our episodes, and you can send in any questions or topics that you'd like us to talk about through the Google form in the link in our bio. We will answer them all in our future podcast. So thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.